Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus is set to travel to the Republic of Azerbaijan for a four-day official visit next week. The Public Affairs Party has called on the government to include the bill on public tenders in the reform package to which it will link its future when it asks Parliament for a vote of confidence in June. And according to a fresh poll, the level of the Czech's satisfaction with the EU has reached an all-time low. President Václav Klaus is set to travel to the Republic of Azerbaijan next Monday for an official four-day visit to the country, which is Eurasia's largest. The Czech president will meet with his Azerbaijani counterpart Ilham Aliyev, as well as the country's prime minister Artur Razizat and other senior politicians. On occasion of Mr. Klaus's visit, a number of bilateral agreements between the Czech Republic and Azerbaijan will be signed, including an agreement on the mutual protection of investments. Azerbaijan is rich in oil and gas. Energy is one of the fields in which the Czech Republic strives to expand its collaboration with the country. Despite closing many of its embassies worldwide, the Czech Republic in March opened a new embassy in Azerbaijan. Radek Jon, the leader of the junior government coalition partner Public Affairs, said on Monday that the government should include the bill on public tenders in the reform package to which it will link its future when it asks Parliament for a vote of confidence in June. Mr. Jon said that unless the cabinet undergoes further personnel changes and approves the new law on public tenders, his party would not be willing to vote in favor of the government's reform proposals. The proposed change in legislation aims to make public tenders more transparent and thus help fight corruption. According to a fresh survey by the STEM agency, the satisfaction of Czechs with their country's membership in the EU has reached an all-time low. Exactly half of the respondents polled said that they were pleased that their country was a member of the Union, the lowest figure yet since the Czech Republic joined the EU in 2004. 69% of the 1,286 respondents answered that they believed the Union's decisions lacked direction, while only 48% said they would vote to join the EU again if a referendum was held today. In 2004's referendum, over 77% of Czechs voted in favor of joining. Former Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda said on Monday that his plan to open a private academy of diplomacy should also attract students from abroad to the Czech Republic. He added that his academy would not be in competition with the Foreign Ministry's Academy of Diplomacy, where the country's future diplomats are educated. Mr. Svoboda said that Stefan Fiele, the European Commissioner for Enlargement and European Neighborhood Policy, as well as Mr. Fiele's predecessor, Vladimir Spidla, had already pledged their support for the new academy. And now for a brief look at the weather. The conditions over the coming days are expected to be very sunny and warm with daytime highs of up to 25 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.